escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. The first of many Tomlin Tuesdays, his press conference for the biggest waste of time in the world, the third preseason game, will come your way shortly. And he is talking about Sands running through the hourglass and urgency, which is ironic because he never feels any of that pressure, Malzi. There's never any urgency for him. It's the most hollow language that gets used around the Steelers every year. Remember going into last season, Art Rooney said, it's time we start winning some playoff games. We need to be urgent. And then the team lost five in a row to end the season and got its heads caved in by its arch rival in a playoff game. And you know how many coaches got fired for that?
Zero.
Zero. Zero coaches lost their job. Tomlin will never get fired, but Terrell Austin's back as the yes man defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Smith going into year two. Pat Meyer still coaching up the offensive line.
Everybody comes back.
Mike Sullivan, who didn't really have a job. No, not the Penguins' Mike Sullivan, but the other Sullivan who had been demoted to some nebulous job on the staff, just lost that job and didn't have his contract renewed. And that was it.
No heads rolled.
And so I find it interesting, and he'll talk in a couple hours, that we have this spirit of Steelers optimism that comes with training camp in the preseason. And fans start drinking Kool-Aid and getting excited about Aaron Rodgers and the new players they brought in.
Mm-hmm. Latrobe flu.
The coach is still the same. And that's why I don't get sucked into any of that. I don't understand how, and maybe you can explain this to me. If you're someone out there listening right now at 412-928-9370 who thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big year and thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to end this playoff win drought and that Aaron Rodgers is going to be exactly what this team needs to end the longest drought since Chuck Knoll was hired, get the Steelers a victory in January, and then that's going to segue so nicely into them drafting their quarterback of the future next April, that this is all going to be so clean, so tidy, so cool to have all those things happen this year. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be the prophet that brings it to them. If you believe that, then you have to be a Tomlin believer now. Because Aaron Rodgers has said it over and over and over again. He's here because of Mike Tomlin. You don't get Aaron Rodgers without Mike Tomlin. So if you're a big Aaron Rodgers guy, that means overnight you've either become a Mike Tomlin guy or you've always been a Mike Tomlin guy. You can't have that both ways. You can't love Aaron Rodgers and think Mike Tomlin sucks as a coach.
Now, fortunately for you, you don't love Aaron Rodgers and you do think Mike Tomlin
sucks. Right, I stick to my guns. They're coming into this season on a five-game losing streak where they got bludgeoned by every good team they played at the end of last year. In their last six playoff games that they've played, they've led for a total of 4 minutes and 56 seconds. Damn right I'm a skeptic because of who the coach is. And I always feel that way But I feel like there are people out there.
Well, except when Kenny was their quarterback and you thought he would surmount Mike Tomlin.
That's right. I thought he was Tomlin-proof. I said as much, and I was dead wrong about that.
That might actually be that specific thing that this player is so great
right.
that he's Tomlin-proof might be your actual worst take.
But it's not just on this radio station. I see it on social media with fans. I run into fans who say these things. They're stoked for this season.
So broadly speaking, when you run into fans who want to shoot the breeze with you about, you know, sports for 5 minutes,
they're
pumped
about Rodgers. Yes.
Yeah, they're gassed up. Now, do you throw cold water?
Depends who I'm talking to. If it's somebody that I really feel like getting into a discussion with, I will bring this exact thing up. Well, wait a second. So you think Mike Tomlin now is that dude, huh? You think something changed this offseason in Tomlin where... Go back and, folks, you can do Mulzi special search. Go find the things you were saying, I don't know, on January 13th, I think was the date, when the Steelers lost to the Ravens. I bet you were saying things like, fire Tomlin. This has got to stop. Blow the whole thing up. And now fast forward to now, and it's like, you know what? I think this is going to be the year, damn it. I think we got something here. I watched the Bengals defense last night. They suck. I'd rather have Mike Tomlin than Joe Burrow. Shut the F up, man. I want to be optimistic about this team, but I can't because of this coach. And it's just confounding that I felt like we had an army of people who felt that way, and they've all had amnesia this offseason and forgotten that Tomlin is still the guy in charge.
It's here that I have to give a shout out to our power listener, Nate, on Twitter. Who has, in the time it took you to do this rant,
yeah,
very entertaining rant by you, I give you, you know, there's a reason I stayed out of the way there, sent these two tweets. August 20, 2023, a picture of Vegas all lit up from you. Reminder for Steelers fans, the Super Bowl is in Vegas this year. Plan accordingly.
Yep.
This one a little bit better, and I think, just to be fair here, more topical in kind of catching you in the act a little bit of what you're accusing other people of doing. Because it comes from November 10th, 2024, last year. I want to say probably after they beat Washington, if memory serves, that would be. Yeah. Does that sound right,
yeah.
Don?
Yeah, yeah.
The Steelers can win the Super Bowl. Believe that.
Yeah.
Second one, because I'll give you the first one on the Kenny Pickett corollary.
Yeah.
That second one is a tough, tough thing.
Well, I got...
Because I don't know how you would have gotten...
I got snake bitten by Russ.
You got sucked in, though, to an offense that even I, because I thought Russ was the right pick, and I supported Tomlin going, you know, lone wolf or whatever the hell he called it to put him in over Fields. I said, yeah, you saw it in that game. That's what he can give you. He checks into something. He takes two steps backwards against a pass rush and floats one into the guy's hands, but... Win the Super Bowl was never on the menu for me last year. What I will say, just to like try to rebut you a little bit or just give you some other perspective on what you're saying here, the only way that I think you could look at the situation as it stands right now and conclude that you can both be optimistic about Aaron Rodgers and therefore be a Tomlin fan is this. Do you think that Rodgers' resume, his career, his baseball card, is so overwhelming compared to anyone they've put at that position since Ben was hung him up?
Yeah.
That it would change the way Mike would coach on game day. That's the real question here.
Okay, and I allowed for that. I said that if you are like you can believe that if you're a fan that Aaron Rodgers is going to get the best out of Mike,
that Mike's going to ditch the conservative mindset and say go to the middle of the field, throw the ball.
But then you have to give Mike credit for getting Aaron Rodgers here in the first place to allow for that to even happen.
I think that's a lot easier for people to do. If they think that that's how it's going to go down, then that's still in the wheelhouse of things people like to give Mike credit for, which is that despite our frustrations broadly as a fan base with some of his pretty obvious shortcomings as a coach, players still absolutely want to play for him for whatever reason. His reputation precedes him as far as
sure.
what it's like to be on the Steelers.
And you know what usually happens?
Those players, guys get disillusioned.
Exactly.
No, I know. I know. I think like I actually think even though he's a defensive guy that it's a little different when it's a Melvin Ingram, and even a second tour of duty and James Harrison.
And he doesn't surround himself with talented people on his coaching staff.
That's the one that's the bigger issue for
Chris,
me. How do you sell Aaron Rodgers on like Arthur Smith is a phenomenal like big time up and coming coordinator who will get the most out of you?
Chris, we as a show, the three of us, we have a bigger NFL coaching tree than Tomlin. Somebody stopped working for us and became the Lions quarterbacks coach.
That's
Bruce
correct.
Gradkowski.
That is correct. The PM team. We should actually start this. PM team coaching tree, Tomlin coaching
Tomlin
tree.
Tomlin zero right now.
And I don't think Fichtner and Canada are getting hired anytime soon, Don. I think we might be staked to an insurmountable lead, just like if Paul Skeens gives up a run in the first inning.
So people are going to hear Tomlin go through all his tropes and all his axioms and all his Tomlinisms in a couple hours on getting ready for this game and how it's so important, and Stephon Logan's of the world and Josh Dobbs and Charlie Batches and guys like that who made a name for themselves in the final preseason game and made rosters. And we've heard the same thing for 19, 20 years. And I'm not going to get fooled by this guy again this year. And I feel like a lot of fans are. And that's what I want to open it up to at 412-928-9370. Are you a believer again in Mike Tomlin? Because if you like Aaron Rodgers, then that means you have to believe in Tomlin this year. Don, you want to chime in here? Let's get your two cents. As the football guy, he is back to being known as Donnie Football on Twitter later, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you know football is in the air.
So you're just asking, do I now believe in them?
I think a broad spectrum kind of thing could just be, where are you at on Mike Tomlin right this second? Like, has your feeling changed about him? It does factor in with how you feel about Rodgers. Because if you feel like Rodgers gets them at best to the playoffs and they get blown out again, then I don't really think you've had to change your tune on Tomlin.
No, but if you think this year's going to be different, then you have to give Tomlin credit for it.
If you think that this team is tough, if you think this team, people forget about the 2025 Steelers before they played a game. If you think that's in play, then that's what he's really getting at.
No, I think it'll be pretty similar to what we saw last year. They might be a little bit better, like, okay, maybe an extra win, but I'm not going in thinking that they are like real Super Bowl contenders or anything.
Do you, Pony, I'm not accusing you of making a straw man. I believe you when you say you hear from people and you're haunting Twitter. You're really getting, though, a sense that like this is going to be this massive year for them that no, you know, and it's not from the usual people who have like steel 86-7, Stairway to 7, all that nonsense on Twitter where they're just obviously honks for the team.
If you post
the Pickensburgs of the world.
If you post a Twitter poll right now, are the Steelers going to win a playoff game in 2025? I bet at least 40% of people
come
back and
like
say yes.
I feel like it would be useful to know, like, what are the Twitter handles voting yes? Because I feel like it's Metcalf to Rodgers SZN, and that person is going to support. No, I'm serious, though. I'm trying to make it, like, a little funny here, but it's the crowd that, and I don't begrudge them this because I think it's probably fun to be a fan this way and always be optimistic. It's the crowd that would be optimistic unless they had, I don't know, like,
dude,
they brought Brady
Twitter,
Quinn out of retirement to play quarterback.
Those same Twitter accounts, though, in January are like, Tomlin's the worst coach in the
NFL. But
fire this guy.
I think that's
what are you
the
doing?
Typical
what are you
arc
about?
Of, I think that's the typical arc of fandom, is that you sell yourself on it early and then you eventually get let down, and then because you're a fan and you want to be optimistic, you eventually talk yourself back into it.
I don't think that that's normal fan behavior.
Do you think if Fields was their quarterback, if they had ended up keeping him, that these same people would feel this same way?
Not as many. I think that they've talk themselves into Aaron Rodgers. And if you've talked yourself into Rodgers, you have to give Tomlin the credit because that's why he's here.
Yeah, I think he is going to end up being a little bit of an improvement over what they had at quarterback last year, but a little bit of an improvement doesn't put them anywhere else at the season's end.
Maddie is on the fan. Hello, Maddie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey. Always a pleasure.
Yep.
I'm kind of looking at this season as like, neither half empty or half full as my glasses is concerned. I'd like to consider it that it is where it is right now. I'm not going to continue drinking the Kool-Aid, though, because here's how I feel. I didn't want Rodgers here in the first place.
What did you want them to do at QB? Now that you say that, that's an interesting jumping off point. What was your preferred quarterback situation for them this year?
Mason Rudolph, and here's why. I think like a lot of people who have examined him over the years have still never felt like he was kind of always shooed aside by Mike. And that's kind of one of the gripes I have, is that Mason has a lot of talent, man. He's a really, really good quarterback who's just never really been given a true shot. And kind of going off of that as well.
All right, so it sounds like you're still out on Tomlin then, to really condense this and make a long story short, that he is not one.
Is Mason Rudolph a really, really good quarterback who has a lot of talent, who's never really been given a shot?
I think that's a little bit overboard, but I do get where he's coming from.
In the two seasons where he's gotten the most extended run as a starter, especially 19, but also last year. He's 6-7,
I know,
man.
But this feeds into the point here about how all of a sudden people are starting to come around on Tomlin. He thought that Rudolph was his third-best quarterback when compared to Pickett and Trubisky. How can you trust his opinion on quarterbacks whatsoever?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin's weekly Tuesday press conference a little bit later on this afternoon for the final tune-up of the season, the Steelers and Panthers. I have a bigger picture question about Mike Tomlin, and that is, how can any of you believe he's the right guy for this team right now? That shapes, it colors everything I have to say about the Steelers. I will not take them seriously until he's gone, or unless he does something remarkable to change my mind, like win in January or win a division, or I don't know, just better than what we've seen for the last 8 years, really, ever since the Jacksonville
loss. Would you just take any old win, or would it have to be a win kind of with him, i.e. the defense, driving the bus here?
Oh, that would be nice, because go back and look at...
Well, no, seriously, if they got, say Rodgers was good, but it was Rodgers and Arthur Smith, and you could give Tomlin like the overarching credit for getting him to come here, but otherwise Rodgers just randomly cooked and they won a playoff game, I don't really feel like Mike would get a ton of like granular credit for that. I think it would be another elite quarterback.
He should get some, though, because
him.
He brought Rodgers here.
So you would separate that from the he inherited Roethlisberger by he saw something no one else around the league did and brought the guy.
He coaxed Rodgers into playing here at 41 years old. Yeah. But, I mean, the defensive point still stands. Your defense has the record for what? Most consecutive 40-point games allowed in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
The best they've done is what happened last year in Baltimore. They gave up only 28. Congratulations on all your success, but you also gave up 299 rushing yards, and it would have been over 300 if not for kneel downs at the end of a game. So that's where I'm at. Let's hear how our listeners feel. 412-928-9370. Here is one of our favorites, Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Pony, I'm with you. You know, you guys know I'm older. I'm like 62 years old. So I remember the good old days. I did not know
that, but congratulations on all your success for making it that long.
Well, thank you. But anyway, I'm with you, Pony. Like, I'm a Steeler fan, obviously. So I try to be optimistic and hope for the best. But I know as long as Tomlin's coach, there's no chance in hell they're going anywhere. He is unbelievable. He's a phenomenon. If any other coach in this league had his record over the last, 10 years, they would never still have a job.
Well, you know what, Dave? That gets to a point. That gets to a small distinction I like to make in these discussions, and that is this. You can be extremely fed up with Tomlin, and I mean, I don't know if it's been sitting across from Andrew for 6 years now, or 7 years almost, that's gotten me, that's worn me down and eroded whatever defenses I had for Tomlin, or just me deciding he doesn't deserve to be defended anymore. I'm way more out on him than I was 7 years ago. But I think the guy that it's most easy to be mad at is also the wrong target here. Art Rooney's the one who allows all this to happen. We open the show by saying Mike is talking about sands through the hourglass for player evaluation, and yet there's no urgency for him personally on any front.
Yeah.
That's created by an owner that allows it to happen that way.
Chris, I've already gotten the sense from people that don't work for the Steelers that are around them that are painting this season as a no-lose. Hey, if we go to the playoffs and get knocked out, that's fine.
The owner sets that expectation.
If we go to the playoffs and win, that's great. If we don't and we lose, oh, that's not the end of the world because we'll have a better draft pick next year. Like, this is not a heads will roll if things don't go well season. This is a, we're kind of throwing crap against the wall with Rodgers and we'll see if it works. And if it doesn't, not a big deal. If it does, fantastic. Like, it's a bonus. It's like a freebie. It's a free roll year.
But don't you put that more on the owner than anybody else? And I would think
more people should be mad about the owner.
We know that they're in the history of this franchise. I just talked about it yesterday. The major seismic event that really turned things, maybe other than hiring Chuck Knoll in the first place, was Dan Rooney taking over. You can draw a through line. The time that everyone celebrates in Steelers history, basically that encompasses all six Super Bowls, is Dan Rooney's time.
412-928-9370. Here is Paul in Washington. Hello, Paul.
Mr. Filippone.
Mr. Paul in Washington.
I'm glad to see you finally are deciding to get on the Starkey train.
What's the Starkey train?
Because the Starkey train is chaos cometh the Steelers' way once the season begins.
I thought Starkey went on the air yesterday and said they're going to start 5-0, and he thinks they're going to be good this year.
Well, Joe changes his mind like he changes his underwear.
Chris, will you vouch for that?
Joe does change his mind often within the show. I once gave him an idea about adjustable goalposts when we were goofing around talking about that. He said it was a $1 million idea. Within 3 hours, he said, Mulsey, that idea sucks. Why did you ever bring it up?
But anyhow, Pony.
Yeah.
The best thing that could happen to the Steelers is they go 5-12.
And why is that?
And we finally, once and for all, get rid of Mike Tomlin.
That's not going to happen, though, Paul. They're just going to
say, all right, Mike, go out
and get our quarterback now. That's what they're going to do.
I'm hoping that our woke owner will actually wake up and start looking at what accomplishments we've had by this team in the last 12 years. He keeps signing everybody else's retreads. And one last thing, since Mr. Mahler, who is the forever all see all know all, let's get Mr. Craig Riley to get the third talent show on the road, Mulsey, because not only am I coming for Crowley's seat, I'm coming for yours too. Wow. You have a good day there, Mr. Filippone.
Thank you, Paul.
Sounds like I've made
a very
an enemy.
Very anti Mulsey. Remark.
He really didn't want to acknowledge that I was on the show.
Until it came time to rip you.
It was really ripping Craig, though.
Yeah, you're right.
So he wants to do Crowley's job, take a four-hour break, then work alongside you.
Yeah. It was actually analogous to what you were saying about Tomlin. The real villain here is not Tomlin, it's Rooney. The real villain in you being on the air is Craig.
Correct.
Not anything that comes out of your mouth.
No, it's Craig's fault. Like, I'm just Darth Vader. Craig is the emperor here.
Here is Jay next. Hello, Jay.
Hey, as much as I love Aaron Rodgers, four-time MVP, I despise Tomlin, who's won playoff games in 4 of 18 seasons. First quarter playoff games last six times, outscored 73-0. Collapsed 18-19 and 20. Collapsed in 2024, losing five straight. He's never developed a good DB ever. The guy cannot only not hire coaches. He can't develop talent. He is the most overrated professional coach of all time.
Thank you, Jay.
I wonder, was he on like a treadmill when he did that call?
I think he had.
Or is he just so fired up that he was short of breath?
The four playoff wins in 18 seasons is an insane but true stat.
I know. As is the 73-0 bit.
2008, 2010, 2015, 2016. That's it. That's all.
14 out of 18 seasons have ended with a, whatever their last win of the regular season was their last win.
Or wild card weekend.
Yeah.
Or the one divisional round where they got a bye and got beat by Jacksonville.
It really is like pretty damning. And that's, again, I get mad at Tomlin. I get frustrated at Tomlin. I get angry that he doesn't change his ways, but I have to be honest and be consistent and say I'm more angry about or at the guy who does not compel him to do any of this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
These things.
How about a window into the future? Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. I mean, yeah. Can you see that down the road?
I can. I think the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the East, out of the West, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim,
yes,
would be two West Coast teams.
All right. Rob Manfred from the Little League Classic. That was the genesis of the time he hung up on Cookin' Me. Was promoting that event, that feel-good event. And the questions got a little too contentious for him.
Mainly you were mainly
kitchen
wrong.
A little too hot. No, it was a tag team effort there.
You guys were like making sure he thought he was out and then you'd come in and clothesline him basically.
It was like when the NWA with Hogan
NWO.
And the other two guys.
The NWO. The okay. NWA had Ice Cube and people like
the
that.
The NWO, when they lost it on that guy in the ring and they went nuts for the first time, who was the guy that was getting beat
Macho
up?
Macho Man was getting beat up.
Yeah, that was Manfred.
Yeah.
And we were Hogan and his pals.
No one was coming to make the save, so he just dropped the call.
Steven Nesbitt, who used to write for the Post-Gazette and now is at The Athletic, he put out, in his mind, from what he's heard, what this realigned Major League Baseball would look like. And he has the Pirates going back into the National League East for the first time since the early 90s. It would be a four-team division with the Mets, the Nationals, and the Phillies. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not crazy about that for them.
Mets, Nats, Phillies?
No, I'm not crazy about that at all. I think that that's...
Two of those three teams will always outspend them by a ton and are perennial contenders in places where they take baseball very seriously and try to win.
And the Nationals have spent, I mean, they won a World Series in the last 10 years.
Still a huge market. You're the odd team out there, the odd market out for sure. D.C. is, I think, like the 10th or 9th market in the country. New York's one and Philly's
probably 5 or 6. So the way it would work
six.
Is there would be four divisions in the National League. The four division winners would make the playoffs, and then there would be two wild cards. It would be just like the old NFL playoff format for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you finish in third place, you're highly, highly, highly unlikely to make the playoffs. If you finish in second, you've got like a 50% chance of making it. So you've got to be better. In if you're going to make the playoffs, you've got to be better than at least the Mets or the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And given...
Probably in most years, to feel really safe, you've got to be better than both.
Right. So, now, you know, you've got the Cubs, but the Cubs historically have not really used their resources and their situation in Chicago with a rabid fan base to their advantage. They've done very little winning. The Cardinals have fallen on somewhat hard times. The Brewers are the hot team right now, and the Reds are a little bit better off than the Pirates. They haven't made the playoffs since 2013. They've been a little bit more competitive for the most part. They're not a playoff mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more teams in it, the NL Central, but it feels to me like your chances of actually going anywhere are increased. Not by much, because the Pirates have only made the playoffs three times since the division was formed, and they've actually never won it. They've never won the division. How many teams in baseball, since they realigned in
95?
Because 94 was a strike year. How many teams since the playoffs started in 95 with the three-division format have not won a division?
Would you like to play this game
quick? I think the Marlins are one, but they've won two World Series as a wild card.
The Marlins have not won a division, but they have won two World Series, as you said. So they've never finished first in their existence.
The Bucks, the Buckaroos, and then I think that might be it.
The Rays have definitely won the AL East. Here's one. Randomly, I'd have to go back and look. Okay, the Jays did win it the 1 year in 15.
I think that's it, Chris. I think it's 2 out of 30 teams.
And the other team literally has won two World Series while playing as a wild card.
And I think it's good, like, geographically, it does make a lot of sense. There's no more games in the central time zone in your division. Washington's the easiest commute, but the other two places are drivable.
I've got
both
one
their
more that
fans
hasn't
to
done
come
it.
Here and vice versa.
Rockies have never won their division.
Really?
Rockies have never won it. The year they got to the World Series, they technically were second in that division.
That's right. They won the one game playoff against San Diego. Arizona won the division that year.
Three.
Yeah, three.
Honestly, man, I would like to see something more like this, because I do think probably for the sport To the extent that I care.
And the nostalgia of the 70s with the Phillies, you bring that back.
Yeah, and also, I mean, people hated the Mets here in the early 90s. Not as much, like, the Expos, the Mets, all these teams, like, not saying, like, the Mets are closer. I mean, Cincy, you know, is a closer drive. Chicago's basically an equidistant drive from New York to here. But, like, I do think you'd have chances to have better rivalries formed like this. Like, a little familiarity breeds contempt.
But rivalry requires you being good in order for a rivalry to exist, Chris.
The other part of it is, like, would they be so bad, and would it look so outlandishly bad for them that maybe, I don't know, does pride kick in ever? Like, I'm
pride? What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to, like, kick around these ideas.
Where was the pride this offseason with schemes?
Pony, I'm grasping at straws here, all right?
You're never the grasping at straws guy. You're the guy that sees the straws on the floor and urinates on them and kicks them to the side. You don't just grasp at them.
I do think it would serve as sort of a stark distinction, though, if it was them plus three teams that are by and large, especially two we know for sure, going to spend a lot of money, and they would look a certain kind of way. Right now, they're in a division where pretty much everybody but the Cubs acts in a reasonably similar manner. I almost think that gives them a little camouflage.
And the Orioles and Rays have been in loaded divisions and have found ways to make the playoffs and all that with the Yankees, Red Sox, and Jays. But the Pirates don't draft and develop like those two teams. Donnie, thumbs up or thumbs down on this realignment proposal? You like this division with the Nationals, Phillies, Mets, and Pirates?
I mean, the Nationals aren't a team to worry about, but the other two absolutely are. And you know, the Phillies are always managing to find themselves among the best teams in baseball. Like, sometimes your Mets spend a lot of money, but they fail.
They don't get anything out of it. Yeah.
The Phillies are a team that seem to deliver time and time again. Maybe they don't win the World Series every year, but they're pretty damn close to it.
The Mets have only made the playoffs in back-to-back years one time in their entire history. Did you know that? That's it.
99-2000?
Yeah, that's it.
Holy crap.
I know, dude.
But that was like a guess from the mists for me. As a Mets fan by birth, now I know, I'm not trying to play gotcha games with you. You do support two teams. We saw you last year. It was very fun. When the Pirates were fully out of it and the Mets charged, we all kind of rallied behind you.
Yeah.
Lindor's hitting these crazy home runs. Like, it's very fun. It's why people love baseball. Turn off the Pirates portion of your brain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does Mets fan Pony like this potentially for the Mets?
Yeah, because you're not in the division with the Braves anymore.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You guaranteed what? 12 against the Pirates every year?
Yeah, I don't know how they'd break down the number of games you'd play division.
So I read this on ESPN. It would be 36 games total against the rest of the division.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing this on, like, the idea of a 156-game schedule, so they would actually chop six games off.
Yeah.
You'd play every team in the other league, so what is that, 16 teams? You'd play one series against every team in the AL.
Why are they getting rid of inventory, though? That makes no sense to me.
I'm just telling you what ESPN hypothesized.
No, I know, but I don't get that.
So you'd play 48 games against the AL. You'd play one series against every AL team, all right? You'd play 36 against your own division, so then you're at 84. And in a 156-game season, that will leave you with, I believe, 78 to get to or something like that. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And then that's how you would play the other three divisions in the NL. You'd split those games amongst those teams. Or no, 72 games, I guess it would be.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.